This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you've got older windows, you're probably losing a lot of that air conditioning right now. It's getting out of your home during these hot and humid days. You've got older windows, more likely than not, so swap them out with new windows. My recommendation is to give Window Nation the first shot, and that's all I ask you to do is call them at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com. Schedule a free in-home estimate. It'll take an hour or less. They'll schedule it for you when it's convenient. You'll find out which windows actually in the home need to be replaced, and you can get them replaced. And right now, how about this deal? 50% off on all window styles with no interest charged until the year 2030. 5 years, no interest. They'll finish the job in a day or less. Their average installers, 16 years of experience. They've got over 45,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You can't go wrong calling Window Nation for new windows. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com if you need new windows. Back to the phone lines. And again, you know, I added another part to this, which we haven't talked about yet, and that is concern level. Like, where are you in terms of being concerned now that this isn't going to get done, that Terry's going to be forced to play on the last year of his deal, or even worse, he'll hold out. That's not going to happen. Or, you know, even worse, they'll end up trading him. I don't think that's going to happen. But where are you on the concern level that he's not going to be, you know, signed to a contract extension and he's perhaps going to miss a lot of training camp? In addition to that, which side have you taken? Team Terry or team? Look, Terry's a really good player, all right? He is a great team guy. He's proven so much. I wouldn't pay him on based on the kind of guy that he's been or the player that he's been. I'd pay him based on the kind of guy he's going to be, which I think is pretty predictable, and the player that he's going to be, which I also think is going to be a very, very good player for the next few years. With that said, I trust the team. I think there's a lot we don't know about this. I trust the team to handle it the right way. They, you know, we may find out in a couple of years this is their style. We may find out in a couple of years that this is a bad style, or they're just not, you know, willing to pay, you know, the going rate for a player like Terry McLaurin, even at his age. But for now, I trust that the team is doing what it is in what's in the best interest of the team. It's funny because I bet you they feel like they have some leverage because Terry's under contract, and Terry probably feels like he has some leverage because they want him, because they want to win now, and they don't want to look bad in the negotiation of with a player that's as popular as Terry is. I'm actually surprised so far at the calls. A lot of you have said that, you know, you're either leaning, you know, towards the team side or you understand the team side. Dennis has been on hold for a while. Dennis, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, this is interesting. And I'm a little older than you, but he signed a three-year, $68+ million contract, of which he's going to get every dollar. I don't want to hear somebody whine that he's only making $23 million average, and if I don't get $32 million average, I'm going to take the ball and go home. It's nonsense. Why did he have to say anything? I think the team is smart. I'm not on their side. Team smart. Shut up. Do your negotiating. And if they don't give you a contract, go out, get your other $15.5 million, and then go sign somewhere else or sign with us. But I don't want to hear these millionaires whining how they're not getting paid properly. I can't stand it. And I love McLaurin, but he never made anybody's record better. And that guy who thought that he's just Jefferson, what would this team be, Kevin, with Justin Jefferson on it? Let's trade him.
So,
Dennis,
you are very much sort of old school. He signed a contract, play according to the contract you signed, you know, live up to the commitment. You've got a year left on the commitment. And I don't have a problem with that. The issue, though, is it's actually better for the team right now to negotiate something long term. It's in both of their interests to get a deal done that keeps Terry locked in here for 3 more years at least, because he's really good. And right now there's nobody else out there. It's not like they can go add, you know, they could go add Amari Cooper. He's still a free agent. Who knows? Maybe they're thinking about some of these guys. Amari Cooper's out there. Keenan Allen's out there. Gabe Davis is out there in terms of wide receivers. I think that's still the list, unless they've signed here recently. But it's in both of their best interest for Terry to sign a long-term deal. Now, you could make the case the team's got the franchise tag that they could use next year, you know, if he has a big year and they want to go year to year. But then it ends up being, you know, and they have the cap space and they have, you know, the ability to do it. But I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, the employer in this situation probably wants to give him a new deal. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Kevin in Arlington. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Kev. Thanks for taking my call. You know, at this point in the calendar, I still look at this as a bit of a tempest in a teapot. You know, let's see how it plays out as we get to training camp, as we get towards you know, August and the regular season. But
deadlines make deals.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Deadlines make deals.
Of course, of course. And this, you know, certainly Adam's former employer, the 49ers, have shown they'll take it right up to the end if they have to. So, you know, I think for now, I'm fine with the ongoing negotiation. I will say, unlike Art Monk's last negotiation with the Skins that didn't go well, and I mentioned Art for two reasons. One, he's in the news with his getting his jersey retired, which is great. Right. But also, when he asked for another deal, another one-year deal, or whatever it was back when he was still at the Skins, he had already been given sort of that one-year swan song deal by the team. And the team was, you know, they were moving on. So in that instance,
well, he was also, what was he, 37 years old?
Exactly. Exactly right. But in this case, and I, you know, well, there's a caveat here. Whenever Snyder's people were running things, I never sided with management because they were so stupid all the way through.
Yeah.
And generally, I do side with management. In this case, I think I'm siding with McLaurin potentially, and here's why. I call it the Andy Dufresne analog. You know, being with Snyder people, he's gone through the waste tube. Okay, and he's come out, and you know the storm cleaned him up, and that was last season, and it was wonderful for him. But you know what? Here's the thing: they're still paying the Snyder tax, Kev. Josh Harris and his team, the Harris Ownership Group, they're paying the Snyder tax, and it's too bad. But the team risks kind of self-inflicted wound if this goes south. Because to me, Terry has all the leverage. There isn't someone else out there like that. He has the sympathy view. He is the prototypical guy you want to be as your leader, as your person who's an ambassador, who's going to draw free agents to your city. There's a lot of reasons why you might just, you know, make an exception and maybe give a little bit more, whether it's money or term, than you would normally because of the quality of this individual. But here's the last thing I wanted to say, because he also asked about why the potential skepticism, if it's that, if it's not style, it's skepticism. Terry had a challenge last year against the Eagles, our number one opponent. He only had one catch in the first game. He had five and a touchdown in the second game, but in that game they lost their stud safety, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And then in the playoff game, yes, he took that slant for a touchdown, but he only had three catches. And the interesting thing is when Quinyon Marshall...
He had a really good game against Tampa, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I'm sorry.
He had a really good game in Tampa.
And against Detroit. But guess what? We got to go through Philly. I'm just saying, if there's some reason for skepticism, Quinyon Marshall pretty much had his way with Terry McLaurin.
I didn't think about it from that, but you're right. He did not. He struggled against the Eagles. Yep.
And mostly because of Mitchell. Mitchell took him one on one much of the time. Check out the Next Gen Stats on. I'll send you something anyway.
Yeah.
That's
all
a
right.
Concern perhaps for them. We've got to have Terry, if you can be paid like this.
Yep.
You know, being more dominant in games against the best opponent, and that's the Eagles. That's
all right, Kev. Hope is a good thing, Red. It's a good thing. And I have hope right now. I do that it will get done. I think they'll figure it out. I really do. It is a bit of a tempest in a teapot. Joe has been on hold for a while. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
What's up, Joe?
So about a month ago, I think it was like early June, you and I talked about how this whole situation started. And I said that it's June. We have something to talk about. And I wasn't very concerned. A month has gone by, and I'm showing a little more concern, but it has nothing to do with the team, because I do trust the team. I know they'll get done because they don't want a player like Terry to go. I mean, I agree that Terry's not at the same level as Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson. I don't know what that caller said a couple of callers ago saying he's better than Jefferson. He's not. But I'm concerned after the press conference yesterday, because whoever was in charge of this press conference could have ended it after 10 minutes. The fact that it went over half an hour, was it 40 minutes or something like that, was crazy. I mean, it could have just made the point and then stopped, and then it was done.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, Kevin, because yesterday we were all celebrating Art Monk's jersey being retired finally, and this kind of overshadowed it. I mean, it would be nice because, I mean, when I heard that they were having a press conference with Terry, I thought, well, maybe there's a good thing coming, and it lasted longer than it should have been. So I'm concerned of how the press conference went yesterday, concerned that we haven't gotten a deal done yet, but I trust the team because Terry's still going to play this upcoming season, and I know that for the first time, he has a quarterback, and after 10 other attempts at having a quarterback previously, he finally has someone who was literally 60 minutes away from them playing the Super Bowl together. Yep. So, yeah, he wants to be here, and we want him here too. So take care, Kevin. That's all I got.
Thanks, Joe, as always. Tommy thought that it wasn't coincidence that the team put out the Art Monk announcement shortly before Terry's press conference yesterday.
It's very funny, Kevin, because the producer chat has also been noticing the exact same thing. So we a return to the Snyder era almost is kind of how it felt for a second.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly the way they did it, because they did have to make that announcement at some point.
True.
Dan would do things that weren't even planned to keep, you know, to divert attention. But
that's a good point.
Yeah. Let's go to Eric in Norfolk. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Look, as far as sides go, I probably lean Terry, but, you know, as Ian said, we really need to know what the numbers are that we're hung up on. You know, it's easy for me to say pay Terry when it's not my checkbook. You know, I want to get him, I want to see him get paid number one receiver money somewhere between that $30,000 to $32,000 a year, because he is the number one on our team right now. But the thing is, he likely won't be, and realistically shouldn't be, our number one receiver once the final years of the deal come around, as we should have a, you know, a potential successor by that point, as he relegates to more of that mentor number two role. So I kind of get where the team's hung up on. But, you know, the biggest thing for me, I feel, the team really needs to get some communication back open. That's, you know, the one of the things he harped on the most before rookies report to training camp. You know, not necessarily a deal, just, you know, some report of some kumbaya communication, because DQ likely will be giving his what it is to be a commander kind of speech to the rookies on Friday. And, you know, they're aware of what's going on. And since Quinn had everyone bought in on that mindset last year, you don't want that to become, you know, kind of poster talk. You know, communication was open last year. Terry mentioned that, you know, he texted with Josh Harris and Mitch Rales and Magic, you know, during the season, you know, so don't text him during the season when he's scoring 13 touchdowns and going for over 1,000 yards, but then kind of leave him hanging out to dry when it comes time to pay the man. So kind of getting some communication back open, I think, is important. And, you know, last thing I'll leave you with this. One of my buddies commented on one of the commander's social posts about paying Terry, and Frankie Louvu liked it. So, you know, he's paying attention. And, you know,
yeah, no, the players love Terry. This is part of the team has to be, you know, a bit careful, because he's not only beloved and highly respected by fans, but by his locker room and by players around the league. Remember, it's not just your own players, but you're going to be in free agency next year, and players watch this. I don't know how much they really take it to heart, to be honest with you, because ultimately everybody's own negotiation is the most important thing for them. But this organization's already been lauded and complimented in so many ways as being the, you know, the opposite of what it once was in terms of the way that they handle people. And we see that even in our own community. I mean, you know, I talk to people all the time that had dealt with the old team that now deal with the new group, and they're like, it's night and day. These are actual real people. And the other people were, you know, hideous to deal with. But I still trust the team. I think they'll figure it out. And I do, like, the one thing that came out of yesterday, and I'm being repetitive here, but I got this sense that Terry was, you know, hurt that this was happening. That he views himself, as he should, because it's true, as the locker room guy, the guy that waded through the troubled waters for all of those years, as, you know, the most respectable guy on the team and one of the highest producing guys on the team. He had a great season last year. They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl. He and Jaden had a connection, not early, but, you know, they obviously developed one. One of the iconic plays of the season, you know, top five plays of the season for sure, was the catch that he made on the throw on Monday Night Football against Cincinnati to, you know, lock up that game. And I think that he probably went into this saying, they're not going to get hung up on age. They're going to recognize that I'm every bit as good as CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, and I'm going to get $33, $34 million and $100 million guaranteed, and, you know, or whatever it is he's asking for. And I think that, you know, the fact that the team doesn't view it that way is you know, for a guy like Terry is like, wow, you don't know what I went through. You have no idea what I went through in this organization. You don't, you know, it's business. You can't get hung up on feelings, you know, you just can't. Feelings and emotions, they start wars and they start religions, but they're not necessarily great all the time in a business negotiation. Stay on hold. We'll take a few more calls on this. Appreciate you guys staying on hold. I'm not going to leave you hanging. We're going to get to everybody. Terry McLaurin, thoughts on the press conference, level of concern after listening to Terry yesterday. Whose side are you on, the team side or Terry's side? We'll finish up the show with what happened yesterday, and that is a deadline on the stadium agreement came and went without the city council voting on the RFK deal. That's later on this hour. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.